You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette.
We, the people of the state of Idaho,
grateful to Almighty God for our freedom,
to secure its blessings,
and promote our common welfare,
do establish this Constitution.
Those are the first words of Idaho's Constitution. Created in 1889, this document has been the guiding force behind Idaho law ever since. But while the state has held up over the last 130 years, the physical copy of its Constitution has had a bit of a harder time.
Sometime in the 1960s or 70s, the first two pages were heat laminated. That process smeared some ink and trapped moisture inside. By the 1990s, the Constitution was in the care of state archivists. But at 100 years old, it was showing its age. The lamination was peeling, the binding was broken, and pages were loose.
Over the last 4 months, the Constitution has been painstakingly restored at the University of Utah. Yesterday, it came home to Idaho. Idaho Public Television has been documenting the restoration of Idaho's founding document, and the March 8th episode of the Idaho Experience will show off the work that was done. Bill Manny from IPTV is joining us, along with Lace Johnson, the collections archivist for the Idaho State Archives. She oversaw the restoration project for the Idaho State Historical Society. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so what kind of shape was the Constitution in before it was restored?
There were a variety of preservation issues. The animal glue adhesive had failed in the last binding efforts that we believe was mid-20th century. And so the text block was coming from the spine. We had two pages, the preamble and the first page of Article 1 that had been laminated. And that's been a preservation nightmare for many archives. This was a thing that was very well established as a best practice from 1938 to about the mid-70s, so we're not alone in laminating documents. But thankfully, only two pages of the Constitution were laminated.
So why was laminating a problem? Because as you said, I mean, at one point, this was best practice. And you think, well, that'll preserve it if you laminate it.
Yeah, the plastics that were involved with the lamination are unstable, so cellulose acetate breaks down and degrades over time. And so see in some of the images of the work that was done prior to our delamination process, that the cellulose acetate was shriveling, it was breaking down in weird ways, and so it was really harmful to the document inside.
So you really did need experts to restore those pages.
Oh, yes. It was not a project for me to experiment with.
This is not a DIY?
No, no.
So who did, I mean, so University of Utah, why pick them to do this work?
Primarily, I was concerned with it leaving the state first off. It was kind of scary to consider logistically taking the Constitution out of the state. I didn't want another Caleb Lyon situation of a theft of the Capitol in the state archives. I really did worry about that. So we worked with risk management and consulted them. And so University of Utah has an incredible program. And I've worked with Randy Silverman in the past, who heads up the preservation lab. And he was accommodating and talking about this project, and he did our treatment proposal and made recommendations. And at that point, it was either we're going to go with him or we're going to look elsewhere. But the fact that Utah's so close and they have a world-class preservation lab with a paper conservator and bookbinders, that was why we chose them.
You know, interestingly, the University of Utah was doing work on the Utah State Constitution at the same time. So not only did Lace feel comfortable, or the state feel comfortable sending to them, they also knew this was a lab that had done work on a very similar document and had good recommendations from the folks in Utah.
So I'm curious about how you actually got the document down there. And Bill, there's a part of the Idaho Experience that talks about this, because I'm curious, do you fly it? Do you drive it? I mean, do you wrap it? What do you do?
Well, that was Lace's decision. I would just say that we got to fly down with Governor Little and Lace and the First Lady when they flew it to Utah.
Oh, you don't put it just on a Southwest flight all by itself?
Well, you know, Governor Little said, what, they don't have UPS? But when they explained the sensitivity and the security, he was very accommodating. And so they got to fly it down, and they were greeted by Utah Governor Herbert, who kind of ceremonially accepted the care of the document while it was in Utah.
It's so fascinating. I mean, I don't think we appreciate the sensitivity of this document, Lace, in the sense of even how you get it down to Utah and out of the state.
We had all these discussions because the logistics of the project was my biggest nightmare, because I thought, you know, sure, we could get a state vehicle and drive it down, 5-hour drive, but think of the risk that if we were in a car accident, if we were in like a snowy blizzard situation, that's not a great option. So I consulted with the Northeast Document Conservation Center and the National Archives to see what their best practices were for movement of materials. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. You can hire antiquities shippers and art shippers that ship things with environmental controls, or you do it with plane travel. And so that's what we ended up doing.
So it took about 4 months. Bill, Idaho Public Television was able to document this whole process.
With the help of the folks at the University of Utah, almost every step of the process was documented either by our videographers or their videographers. And so we have an almost beginning to end visual record of the process, which would be really cool for filmmakers like us, as well as archivists like Lace, who, you know, they'll be able to, you know, share this with their fellow archivists and talk about what was really a unique and special process, unlike anything that most of us have ever heard of.
So it came home yesterday. Have you been able to see it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Did you have to go back down and get it?
We did. We did retrieve it. Yes, we made it down through commercial air, actually, on the way back.
Oh.
So it had its own boarding pass and seat.
It did not.
It did.
Stop it.
Yes, it did.
I have a photo of the Constitution sitting on the seat next to Lace with her hand carefully protecting it.
Did it have to have a seatbelt on it? Because, you know, a lot of times they won't let you fly unless it's seatbelted in.
No one hassled me with the seatbelt, but...
And it went through security without
any problems.
Without a doubt. They didn't even look twice, right?
They didn't care about the goatskin cover, because it has a goatskin cover, right?
It does, a beautiful goatskin cover. Yes, it's beautiful. It really is vegetable tanned in the old ways of treating the leathers of the medieval books and the early ways to do this. So it's very special goatskin.
It really is gorgeous. And beginning March 10th, the average Idaho citizen can get a look at it. It's going to be on display at the archives from March 10th to April 11th. And then they're going to put it back in kind of climate-controlled security. So this will be your chance to see Idaho's Constitution. There will be a replica edition that will be traveling around the state after that. But you can go out and see it
actual.
In all its glory. Yeah.
And then the Idaho Experience is March 8th.
We have a documentary that follows the restoration process, beginning with Lace showing us the document last summer, all the way through the final process. And along the way, we're also telling the story of the Constitution from the founders who wrote it in 1889 and up until the effort in the legislature right now to possibly amend our Constitution. And along the way, we have a couple mysteries that we're going to solve.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
We've been talking with Bill Manny with Idaho Public Television and Lace Johnson with Idaho State Archives about the restoration of the Idaho Constitution. IPTV will air Idaho Experience on March 8th. If you would like to see the Constitution itself, it will be at the Idaho Archives from March 10th through April 11th. Okay, April 11th. Thank you again for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Molly Wampler is our production assistant. Our general manager is Tom Michael. Programming director is Paul Stripling. It's Friday. I really hope you enjoy your weekend. And of course, we'll see you back here on Monday.